Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, a sunny but cool start to this day, 7:40 on a Thursday morning. Joining us right now is the president and CEO of V&A Blue Water Hospice, Angela Dallaire. Good morning, Angela.
Morning, Paul.
How's everything going at V&A Blue Water Hospice these days?
Busy, wonderful,
busy and wonderful and all that good stuff. And you've got a big fun run coming up, the River Run, on June 3rd. That'll be here before you know it.
Yeah, next Saturday, right after the holiday weekend. That first Saturday in June every year, we have our annual River Run.
It is a long-standing tradition. You've been doing this a long time now.
Yeah, this is our 36th year.
Wow.
It would be the 38th, but we know what happened.
I know. There's that little asterisk that goes next to so many longstanding traditions. It's good to have it back, though. Tell us a little bit more about it.
It's a beautiful route. We start at the Marysville Community Center there, run up to the river and down towards our Blue Water Hospice home and back. We have a 1 mile fun run, 3 mile walk, 5K, and a 10K. Very successful run. Beautiful. I'm not a runner currently, but all the runners say it's a beautiful course.
And do you have to run or can you walk it?
You can walk. We have a 3 mile walk you're able to do.
Okay, very good. So it's a week from Saturday, the first Saturday in June, right after the Memorial Day weekend. How do people get involved in doing this?
So the best way to get the information is through our website, vnabwh.org. We're still looking for some volunteers. So even if you're not a runner or a walker, we're still looking for some course cheerleaders and some volunteers to help out that morning. But if you're a runner or walker, please join us for that as well.
Really shows you how people feel about hospice and V&A when they come out and support it like that, doesn't it?
Yes. And that morning, everyone's there either walking in memory of or just because they're a runner and they need that extra running.
Yeah, a lot of good reasons to do it. Got a new program that's just started up as well. It's for short, it's called the PERS program, P-E-R-S. This is a personal emergency response program. Tell us more about that.
So it's a nice fit under our private duty division. So though that program is specifically for personal emergency response system. It's for any of those that may live alone, may have a high risk or a fall or a medical emergency, and they just want to continue to live in their own home. So that's a device that they either wear or it's tailored to the needs of the patient or the client. So I don't want to say it's just an armrest or a lanyard around your neck. There's buttons too, and it detects if there's a fall. So it's not necessarily a button you have to push. They do have that option, but it will monitor you for falls and risks.
Wow, what a great lifesaver, really.
You know what? And it's great because our community, it's funded by the Commissioner on Aging. So it's funded by our own community. And it's just something that we've worked with the Council on Aging. They're doing a program. We're doing this one. So we're just, you know, it's really the community helping the community and the seniors live in their homes.
Well, and that's the goal, isn't it? To allow seniors to be able to stay in their homes for as long as they can.
Absolutely. You know, obviously in our county, we have some homelessness issues as well that we're facing. So where we sit in the home healthcare arena that we're in, we're able to help with the senior population.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And this is funded in part, as I understand it, by the senior millage too, right?
It is, absolutely. So this is our money working for us, and it's funded by our millage dollars.
Yeah.
So the Commission on Aging is the ones that actually kicked it off for us, and we're just running with it. We're connecting those dots and being those advocates and helping seniors stay in their home through our program.
Is there something that a senior has to do to qualify for this, or can they just apply for it? How does that work?
So that's a great question. So a few things to qualify is you have to be over the age of 60, you have to live in St. Clair County, and then there's an assessment, a health assessment and a financial assessment that would need to be completed to make sure you qualify.
All right. And where can people find out more about that?
On our website, vnabwh.org.
Okay. We talked about one fun way to help raise money, and that's the fun run coming up on June 3rd. There's another one. You can go to a Tiger game and also help out Blue Water Hospice V&A, right?
Yes. So similar to when we partnered with the Detroit Lions, we're partnering with the Detroit Tigers this time around, and they've given us two games. So if you purchase your ticket through the link they provided us through our website, $5 of each ticket goes back to the agency. So two games. We have one Saturday game in June, June 10th, and then one Sunday game in August, August 6th. Both 1 o'clock afternoon games.
And that adds up, doesn't it? All those $5 here and $5
it
there.
It does. You know, nonprofit organizations in our community, we have a lot of community support, but we like to do a, you know, our own fund raising as well. It helps those that are not financially able to afford their own health care and stay at the hospice home, for instance. Yeah. These dollars help that happen.
Yeah, and certainly much needed here in our community. If people want to connect with VNA Blue Water Hospice, again, what's your website?
VNABWH.org.
All right, very good. Angela, appreciate it very much. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Paul.
Angela Dallaire with us, the president and CEO of VNA Blue Water Hospice on WPHM 746. Now, let's take a look at weather.